Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons is Dean Pease, and he joins us this morning on the WayForward.com hotline. Hey, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
So, Coach, did you ever get that red bucket hat that you wanted from training camp?
No, I didn't. I never did get one. I got a white one, but I never got the red one.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I wish we could help you with that, but we don't know anybody that got one. Coach.
I think it went back a ways, huh?
Yeah, we're way back. So, Coach, I got a question for you. How tough is it for you when, say, like you're listening to the by the way, do you still have us tuned in on the radio station? Do you still have us tuned in?
I do every morning.
So, Coach, how tough is it for you when you're talking to media members and they ask you questions about football and you know that they don't have a clue? Like, how tough is it for you not to, you know, go off on those folks and say, what are you talking about? Especially when they don't even know what the defensive concepts and things of that nature.
Well, sometimes it's difficult. The thing of it is, it's not difficult dealing with media guys that have actually played, like yourself, or I've talked to Rodney Harrison, all those guys, Bruschi, all these guys that are in the media, because, look, I have the utmost respect for the fact that you've played the game and you've seen it from the eyes that I haven't also seen it. But the other thing, sometimes it's just what's hard is when guys are just really way off base, or they might be blaming somebody that really was not at fault. You know, a good example of that was, you know, in the 2007 Super Bowl game, you know, everybody looks at Rodney Harrison as that pick off the helmet that the guy caught from the Giants. But Rodney made a great play. That wasn't even his man. One of the guys totally blew the coverage and let the guy go, but nobody ever knows that. Everybody looks at Rodney and says, well, he couldn't get the ball out. He made a great play. But, you know, so he kind of gets blamed for it a little bit. Guy made a sensational play to even be where he was to have a chance to break the play up. That was somebody else's mistake. That's the stuff that sometimes is hard, or they'll blame a guy for a touchdown and they may not even know the coverage we were in, or, you know, it's just, that's what's difficult sometimes is when they start blaming players.
And you know what, Coach, to piggyback off of that a little bit, even me as a former player, if I don't know the defensive assignments and things of that nature, it's still kind of hard to guess what people's assignments are. But one of the things that I did see this year, Coach, that had me pulling my hair out, when you had quarterbacks, like guys losing outside contain, how frustrating was that for you when on certain plays you saw quarterbacks running free and were outside the defense and not turning the play back in?
That was really difficult. It was one of my pet peeves. I had a few of them last year, but that was one of them. Because, like, even in the Buffalo game, we get on there and play Buffalo, and on the first drive, we got them third down and eight. We send a pressure, got a guy totally free off the edge, and he jumps. And the guy jumps. You know, that guy's a great quarterback. You can't jump on this guy. The guy, you just tackle him. You know, just tackle him. And if we just do that, or we send a pressure from one side and the guy bails, we know the end on the opposite side of the pressure. The pressure should make this guy force him outside of you. Just stay there. You don't be antsy and jump underneath the tackle. Just if you just stay at home and do your assignment, you're going to get a tackle. And in that first game in Philly, I mean, you know, you guys nailed it in the first game. I mean, I remember you talking about, you know, how disappointed it was. You were right. it was very disappointing. We let, you know, Hurst look like a you know, great quarterback getting outside on option football, basically zone read football that we had practiced all week on how to play that. And then we didn't do it. That's what's frustrating, is when you see guys and you ask guys and you talk to them and they know what to do. For some reason, they want to go, and most of the time it's because they want to go make a play, but sometimes you just got to let the defense work for you and work together. It'll work.
DMP's defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons with John and Hugh. I want to ask you a few questions about the NFL draft broadly. I know you can't talk about individual players, Coach. But before we do that, though, Rashawn Evans, new linebacker, free agent linebacker brought into the team, said this about you. He said, "I think Dean has mastered the coaching thing. He simplified it to the point that a young guy like me can play at a very high level." So I'm curious, we know what Dan Quinn wanted to do as a head coach and defense coordinator when he was here. You have a chance now to build a defense in the Dean Pease mode here. You have kind of a, not a blank slate, but that's an unfair term, but you have an opportunity to mold this defense into what you want it to be. What does a Dean Pease defense look like for us to look forward to?
Well, we need to be more aggressive than what we have. The thing that disappointed me is one of the things I've always taken pride in is the fact is we've always been ranked very high on third down and red zone. And that was our two worst areas last year. We got to be able to rush the passer better than what we've done. We aren't putting enough pressure on. And then the other thing is when we do pressure, you know, we got to beat guys. You're not going to devise a scheme that's always going to have a free runner. If you get one-on-one with the back with a linebacker or somebody like that, that should be a win more than a loss for us, and it wasn't last year. And so, to me, we want to be a pressure team. We got away from it a little bit last year, and we played fairly, in my opinion, played a little bit conservative because we didn't want to give up the big play. I don't know whether you guys know it, but, you know, we're the only team in the NFL that didn't give up a play over 35 yards. That's a great stat. Mm-hmm. But that what doesn't show there is the fact that we gave up too many yards because we couldn't be aggressive enough in man coverage and tight coverage that we could hold teams down. And especially when it got into the red area, and especially on third down where, yeah, we wanted to pressure, but if the quarterback holds the ball and we don't get to him, I don't care whether you zone pressure or man pressure, the guy's going to get open. So we have got to do a better job. We want to be a pressure team. But we got to be able to obviously play man. But the other thing is, when we pressure, we got to get home. We need to do better at getting to the quarterback.
Coach Pease, with that being said, you know we got the draft coming up. Are you running into Terry Fontenot and Coach Smith office banging the table talking about, yo, we need to get one of these young pass rushers?
Yes, there's a lot of things I'm talking to them about that we need. So, but that certainly is a priority. I mean, we're doing the best we can. Look, the thing about it is, I've been around you long enough to know, though, that, you know, the head coach and the GM got to do what's best for the team. I want defense. The offensive coordinator wants offense. You know, I'd take all 9 picks in the day on defense if we could get them, but. The thing of it is, it's not going to happen. They got to do what's best for the team. There's needs on offense. There's needs on special teams. You know, they got to look at the whole picture. All I can do and we can do is voice our opinion of who we like and kind of how much we like them and what they can do for our defense. And then it's going to be up to them to make the choices.
Dean Pease, defensive coordinator of the Falcons. Well, you still have nice pieces to kind of build around in guys like Grady Jarrett and Debo and certainly A.J., what area do you think you will be the strongest of your defense this year? What do you anticipate being the best?
That's a good question, John. We've got some spots. We got a little bit of spots in each area that we really got to kind of hone up a little bit. So I really think we're going to be a little better on the interior defensive line. We're going to have some new faces kind of on the outside a little bit. The same thing. I feel good about the secondary from the standpoint of AJ. I think we got 2 good young safeties that are going to get, you know, going to get their opportunity now this year that played a lot last year. Richie Grant last year. I mean, he's a safety, and we had to play him a bunch at nickel because Isaiah Oliver got hurt. Isaiah's back. We picked up a couple of guys. you know, in free agency that I think can help us. So I think we're going to have a little depth at safety. So I think, you know, we can – we're going to improve there. I think we're going to improve everywhere. But, you know, we need a little bit of something, I think, really, John, at each spot. And, you know, it kind of really solidifies.
You mentioned the interior coach of the defensive line. Is this that we heard the Marlon Davidson highlight against Tom Brady at the beginning, right before the interview? We saw a little bit of Graham last year. You have Ade. I know he's more of an edge guy. You expect all these guys, now that you've had a chance to really work with them, to start to elevate their game and to take steps up this year?
Yeah, I do. I think the biggest thing is, and, you know, Hugh, you can speak to this because, you know, I remember – you know, you being with Jimmy Johnson back in the early days, and probably the first year didn't exactly go like you wanted it to go. And, you know, and then second year you guys really changed, and all of a sudden Philadelphia Eagles took off on defense. And Helen, you know, and then when you went back to them in 2004, I know your career pretty good. And, you know, you guys were great. You went to the Super Bowl. I think that second year has got to be the year that these guys transition into this system. You know, we put a lot on them last year. We didn't put it all in. We're going to put the rest of it in this year. And that's – so I'm hoping that that's going to help. And I think also the guys kind of – it's not coming in blind and learning a whole new language. Playing D-line is playing D-line, but there's a whole new language sometimes involved and the style of play that you want out of guys. And I think in that second year, you know, you really – You should make a lot of improvement, in my opinion.
Oh, no question about that. Coach, A.J. Terrell, how do you view him now as an on-the-field leader?
Oh, I tell you, here's the thing that I really loved about A.J. He's a very quiet guy, but he basically played a lot of man coverage 2 years ago. And so when I come in and we throw all these coverages at him, I mean, we got like 17 different variations of coverage. And, you know, you're a corner – it involves the safeties maybe in nickels a little more than the outside corners, but we asked our outside corners to do more than most people. And, you know, I looked at him and I said, look, it's going to really change this year now. You're going to play some man, but, you know, we got to base this on the whole secondary, not just based on what's good for you. We also, every Wednesday morning I have what I call a signal callers meeting where I bring in, like when I was in New England, it was Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Lodi Nada, Suggs. I would bring in four or five guys. I put him on that last year because I wanted him to be a young guy that learned. The good thing was he took that and ran with it. And at the end of the season, he came in and talked and said how much fun he loves playing back there because we do so many things and he feels like he can be just a more complete football player and then also understand football. Not just your position. What's the safety doing? Why do you have to do this to help the safety? Why do you have to do this? Why do you have to run support? Where's the run support going to come? What's the DN going to do, which is going to force the ball outside? You know, learning football rather than just memorizing what I do. And I think that takes a while. It's harder, but once you learn that, you become such a much better football player.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Final question for me, Coach. Back in the day, the Falcons had the grit splits back in the 1970s. They were this killer defense. And then in the 2016 season, of course, they had the incredible offense, 500-some-odd points. I'm curious, under your watch, do you see that the pieces are there with this draft, with the next draft, with free agency next year, that maybe there's a shift here, that under the Dean Pease watch, that this will become a defensive-oriented team and we could have a killer defense again?
Look, you know, John, we'd all like to say, I can never predict the future. All I can say is this, is that last year I felt that and I know I went off on you guys a little bit.
That's okay, Coach. We're good.
No, but let me explain to you a little bit of why is because, first of all, I've only had, but prior to last year, I'd only been in one losing season in the NFL. And that year, we were still ranked eighth on defense. I'm used to a tradition. At New England, at Baltimore, and even with the Titans, we didn't have as much tradition as we did at Baltimore. But there's expectations. When you lose all the time and people treat you like you lose, that becomes the expectation, just like winning becomes an expectation. When you walk into a franchise that's used to winning all the time, that's an expectation. You had that at Philadelphia, Hugh. We had that at New England. We had it at Baltimore. we got it, started getting it at Tennessee, and now it's kind of taken off at Tennessee. Well, that's what's got to take off here. We got to quit this crap of sitting around and thinking that just doing this is fine or being good is okay. It's not. The expectations got to grow, and it's players. Hey, there have been a lot of defensive coordinators at Baltimore, and the defense was still good. You know, I'd like to take some credit, but there's a lot of guys that can take credit for that defense. And the truth of it is that when people walk in the building there, they expect on defense to be tough and be good. That's what we got to get here, and that's the mindset we get. And that's why when we did win that Giants game, because the year before they had lost so many games in the league game, that's why I was frustrated, because I wanted us to start feeling good about ourselves, and I didn't want anything negative. I wanted something. We needed something positive. We need that, but we got to make it happen. We you know, I know that you know, Arthur and Terry have been. There's a salary cap problem, and it ain't like we can go out and get whoever the heck we want to get and pay a hell of a lot of money for him. We can't. Hell, we lost Foyer. So it is what it is, but that's going to change. But the thing that we got to build here is, yeah, we got to keep getting players in the draft and maybe even some free agents when we can afford them. But the thing of it is, we got to build a mental attitude here that the expectation is to be great on defense, not just okay. It's been that way for way too long. I'm sick of it, and we're all sick of it. And we got to change that. And the only way we're going to change that is, you know, as coaches, we got to be positive, but the players got to change it. It's all about the players. Coaches come and go. Players are the ones that make this game good.
Coach, it has been a pleasure. You are welcome anytime. We'll try and find you a bucket hat, best we can do.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.